This is Bob Burdell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Today's the final day to take the city's survey on what you'd like to see in the next city manager. The Chamber is encouraging everyone to take that survey. You can find the survey on the city's website. The City Council last month voted to hire a Milwaukee-area firm to help recruit a new city manager. Current city manager Mark Roloff is retiring after 16 years in Oshkosh. The city and the Grand Opera House are taking a second look at that proposed renovation and expansion of the historic theater. The city and the Grand have agreed to share the cost of the project. Originally, the plan was to renovate the basement, but there's concerns about possible environmental damage there. Now the city is looking to expand the Grand to the west and acquire two downtown parcels. The city is still planning and is hoping to have the new cost estimate and their designs ready for the city council before the end of this month. The Oshkosh School Board has approved its new budget for 24-25, a total of $65.8 million, down 5% from last year. Page 2, the Chamber has added Grace Burdick as its new marketing and communications coordinator. She's originally from Ripon and went to UW Oshkosh. Oshkosh police are still investigating a motorcycle car accident that happened just after noon yesterday at the intersection of 9th and Graceland. The 21-year-old motorcycle driver died from his injuries. The new operator of the Oshkosh Arena, VenueWorks, has been selected to oversee another arena. The Iowa company is taking on day-to-day operations of a Rochester, New York arena. Wondering about Halloween this year? It falls on a Thursday, so that means trick-or-treating will be from 5 till 7 o'clock that night. And construction is wrapped up on Interstate 41 northbound and southbound across the Butamore Causeway after several weeks of construction. Turning to sports, it's Football Friday, and Oshkosh West will travel to Appleton East coming up tomorrow. Green Bay West comes to town to take on North, and Lourdes Academy will go to Dodgeland. UW Oshkosh plays on Saturday. They'll take on UW Whitewater in a WIAC showdown. That is a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.